You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. And that little commercial makes it sound like I am just the greatest bag of chips you could ever want, right? But actually, I have lots of people on my site that are really good. I do private readings only. I don't ever go on the site unless I'm testing somebody, and that's under another name. But anyways, I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to talk to you a little bit about the two sites. The first one I want to talk about is mysticlivingtoday.com. Now, that one will be going up on the 1st, probably tomorrow afternoon, and then the next few days I'll be putting all the information in that I'm getting, poetry. Sometimes I don't get stuff until the 30th, but that's okay. I do the stuff that I have in, like I've got a lot of things already, a lot of submissions. I had one publisher send me 5 sets of articles, 5 pictures. I mean, talk about a lot of info from one person, but he always does that. And then I have others that say, well, just give me a few more days, so pretty soon I'm going to have umpteen stuff. So as soon as they come in, when it's close to the date, I try to put them in, or else I'm working in the midnight oil till who knows when, right? So get your submissions in to stars, STARZCAST, at mysticlivingtoday.com. It can be poetry, press releases, articles. You know, I mean, I have all kinds of articles. It doesn't have to be mystical. It can be about anything. I have somebody that wants to write about homes in the magazine. So, you know, and I have artists in there, and I have, you know, it's expanding, and hopefully, and you know, I keep saying this every week. One day I'll have my own kind of flip magazine. That's what I really want. And but I'm doing so many other things. I don't know where the days go. You know, we're stuck at home. I'm usually at home. And really, it's right up my alley. I don't mind it at all. So it's something that I really don't mind. But anyways, get them in. And then also stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the other site where you can get a first-class consultation, reading from a number of different kinds of readers that I have with all kinds of modalities. They're very talented card readers, psychics, channelers, you know, all kinds of reviews. If you want, if you're a first-time client, you get 3 minutes free. Check out the bios. And below the bios are all of these reviews. Some have hundreds. Some don't have that many, but that doesn't mean anything. Not everybody will write a review. Sometimes it takes them a while. They have to come back. And, you know, me, if I was really happy, I probably would write a review. So, I don't want to waste too much time talking about stars and all the other stuff. I want to bring in my guest tonight. She, that you'll see what it says, that she, you know, writes spooky things, stories, and we're going to bring her in here in a moment. But I want to tell you, she has a love of the horror and science fiction, the genres, and you can tell with her writing. I don't know if when you were really young, if you ever watched some movies. I have to say this on the air. This afternoon, I remembered a movie. It was called Chain Letter. If you ever can find it, watch it. That movie it leaves you hanging at the end like they should have another, you know, like a series, like another one of it, like Chain Letter 2 or whatever. Because they kind of leave you hanging. You don't really know the background of the person that's doing all this, but it's really good. But now I want to tell you a little bit more about her. She's done ghost tours. Oh, I went on a ghost tour once in Savannah. That was cool. I didn't see any ghosts, but I did feel something as I walked past a tunnel. It was kind of strange. You don't always see ghosts, you know. I mean she's going to brief us on that. And I guess without further ado, I'm going to bring her in. And her name is C.S. Warner. How are you tonight, C.S.?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was talking about, have you ever been in Savannah?
No, I haven't. I used to live in Sedona, so
is...
I was close to Jerome.
Well, that
Arizona,
is the most.
Well,
that
town.
Is known for ghost place. It's a very ghost venturing place, Savannah, Georgia. It's about 15 minutes from me. I think it's on some kind of list of the ones that have the, not the scariest, but they're, you know, they have homes that have been renovated that have these spooky backgrounds, and there is one home there. We didn't go in it. We were saying we're going to do it the next time, that it's this big old mansion, and they guarantee you're going to feel something or see something. Now, you know, I'm not skeptical. I'm not a skeptic. However, because of what I do, you're going to have to really show me. You know, if you want me to write something good about you. But anyways, let's talk about you. You write all of these books that I'm going to go back down here to the beginning of the list, what I think is the beginning of your list. You have a series called the Vera King series. That is the Unnatural Howl. And they're all sitting
actually,
on your
no.
books.
No.
No?
The book that I wrote is called The Mystical Marriage.
Yes, that's your latest one, correct?
Yes, but before that I wrote a book called Headache, How to Survive a Head Injury and Headache Caused by Insurance Companies, Doctors, and Lawyers. And I also wrote about an airplane hijacking incident in Rome, Italy. But I have not written any horror books. I think... Perhaps mixed up with another writer.
I got this from the publicist. Isn't that strange? She said one of them is called The Cursed Outdoors.
Oh, I think she sent you the wrong information.
I guess she did. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm going to go over to your blog posts here and see what you've got. You do have the Vera King series, correct? That's on your website.
No. No.
You don't?
No. Are you under C.S. Warner?
Yes, author.blogspot.com.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Well,
okay.
Might have to
then
look
something's
into
wrong.
The Blogspot people.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to go to the books here. I'm sorry about that. It was not anything that yours truly did. It just was sent to me. It's got the Vera King series, A Cursed Outdoors, Is It Just Me and Born Dead under your books?
No. No.
That's you?
No.
No. Well, tell me, what did you write? Oh, my gosh.
I wrote a book called
Mystical
Marriage.
While we're here, I'm going to look these little... Now, so you don't have a blog spot and you don't have a website, correct?
Well, I do have a blog spot, but it's under the Mystical Marriage.
Oh, somebody got something reversed here, my dearest.
Uh-huh.
I'd feel bad about that. Oh,
well,
yes.
That's fine.
Yeah, paranormal investigator. Did you work on ghost tours?
No.
Okay, well, then we have to start from the very fresh, from the beginning. I apologize. Candy's taking all this information down. Okay, so tell me, your latest book is, though, The Mystical Marriage. That is correct?
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to that one. We're going to just cross all this out. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Here. C.S. Warner. Okay. I'm looking on Amazon here. Isn't that the weirdest thing? It's got your name there. It's got Vera King.
Amazon has my name under the other books?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I would look into it.
Yes,
I will. We'll get to the bottom of this. So let me see if the other book is down here. No. Born Dead, nope. Somebody got everything all mixed up here for you. I'm not happy about this at all. It makes me look like I'm an idiot, but I'm really not. I only get, you know, what comes to me. Okay, but this Mystical Marriage one, you did this one, and I am going to go and look this one up. But tell me, how did you get started into this, the genre of writing things like this? Well, how did you get into it?
Well, I've always loved to write. And it was about 2001. I was in a car accident. And I was shot over to the other side and given a ton of information.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow. Okay, go. Go ahead, tell me.
Yes. What's interesting about it is other people I've talked to have had a near-death experience, although there's no such thing as death, so I don't know why they call it that, is that it's almost as if you could poke your finger through the beings that you're talking to. And I call them gauzy beings that have innumerable colors woven into them. And you can't hear them, say, like on a physical level, like I'm hearing you talk. And
okay.
Helena Blavatsky called that the silent voice. You hear it on a subconscious level, but it doesn't resonate in a voice, so to speak.
Oh, okay. So you, yes, okay. So you don't, and you don't see them.
Oh yes, I see them. They're,
okay. Well,
it's not
okay,
like
now
a flesh person.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this happened when? How old were you?
51.
Okay, but you were writing when you were younger, right? What kind of stories did you like to write?
I mostly wrote things that were going on. You know, I loved reading stories by, say, like John Steinbeck when I was in fourth grade, because I loved how he described things. He, you know, used so many adjectives and adverbs that are kind of missing in a lot of the writing today. And, you know, speaking of the psychic world, my grandmother and my dad were extremely psychic, as was I. When I was a child, I was seeing and hearing, well, what we call dead people. And before, if someone died, I would see them cross through in front of me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would literally get up the next morning and go downstairs and I'd say to my mom, so-and-so died last night. And she'd just be looking out the window and nod her head and said, yes, it did.
So she was kind of, she was gifted also then, right?
Not her so much, but her mother was terrifying. She always knew what was going on.
Oh.
And so was
okay.
my dad. So I got it from both sides of the family.
I would say.
Yes, and so, you know, that went on for several years, and then somewhere along the line, I kind of took a detour and got away from that, and then as I got older, it all started coming back. Say, like, Friday night, I had a dream of a horrific tornado going through, and I could literally feel my body shaking, and then Monday, that tornado went through Alabama. So it's like toward the first of the year, I will literally write down the things that I see happening, and they're usually weather related.
Uh huh.
And
oh,
a year,
wow.
year ago, I told people it's going to be a pandemic, and they looked at me like I had three heads.
Is it scary when this happens? I mean, because that's a lot of pressure on you. That's a lot of knowledge that you're getting, and some people could just shy away from it.
Well, that's what I did for several years, and then it got to the point where it was so intense, and I'm sure the people who are listening maybe went through the same thing, where it gets so strong that you can't stop it. And so you get to a point where you say, okay, you know, you finally realize that you're not crazy. And I talked to so many people who have been diagnosed as being schizophrenic or whatever. And as we're talking, I'm going, no, you're not schizophrenic. You literally are hearing voices, but they're your guides. Don't be afraid of it.
No, see, I mean, I don't want to be repetitious about some things that I say every week, but it's true because of the guests that I have, but sometimes I will hear one phone ring just before, like, it wakes me up. And I, in the beginning, I thought it was my phone ringing. I'm thinking, who's calling me, right? But it's not my phone because I dialed the number back, and it was my son's number that called me the day before. So it's coming from the etheric. It's not, nobody's calling. Now,
when you hear it before it happens, yes.
Yeah, but I get it all the time. Sometimes I get it so loud, I mean, that it's a jolt. It's almost like somebody's saying, will you listen? We're trying to ring you. You need to listen. But
yes,
that's the only thing I really get. Yesterday morning, I was awake, and I heard something shuffling, like somebody was moving something. But nobody was moving anything. I only have my cat. I doubt he's moving anything. He's too busy thinking about food. You know?
So
something is moving something. I don't know. It's in my bedroom. And I wake up and I heard it. And, you know, now when I hear little things every once in a while, I mean, I don't panic. I'm not afraid. I just wish I would get more, but I don't. I just don't. I'm trying to think. Well, before my one of my dearest friends passed, I heard the strum of a harp. Like I do my one bell ring, the one thing. I heard the strum of a harp, and her and I used to do the shows together on topics. And I said, what do you think? She says, no, what do you think it is? And I said, well, to me, a harp represents angels, a message of some sort, an announcement, because it was only one strum. They just strum one time. That's the only time I heard it. I've never heard it again now. And she passed away about 3 weeks later.
Yep.
Now, I didn't know it was her. We were very close, like sisters. We were very close. I mean, I really miss her. But anyways, I have not heard that again. I have heard, you've heard of the three knocks of death on the wall. I had that happen. But it doesn't happen all the time. I'm not like you at all. I mean, mine is like helter-skelter. It's like, you know, I always say, oh, okay, I didn't get any. Huh?
You're clairaudient.
Yeah, I am, but I can't make it happen. I can't get answers. It just happens when it happens. Now, like the phone ringing one time, I have no clue who that is, what it means. I don't know anything. I wait for the day to go on and see, well, maybe it's an announcement of something. Maybe it's going to be an important message, you know. But, I mean, when it first happened, oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I kept looking at the phone waiting for it to ring another time so I could answer it, but it wasn't my phone. But I don't get that all the time, you know. And I'm home alone. It's quiet. So I don't know. For some reason, I'm not supposed to be getting anything like that. It's just on occasion. It's just, yeah, I'm clairaudient, but I can't say that I really am because, you know, I don't hear anything talking to you or anybody else or stuff like that. And, you know, I read so much, and being in this business since 1998, you would think that I do know a lot, but it doesn't apply to me. It's just, and somebody once said to me, can you imagine if you were hearing people talking to you and you do all that you do, my God, your head would explode, because I do all these sites and I do the magazine. And I said, so maybe this is just to, I'm answering my own question, maybe this is just to let me know, CS, that yes, you can hear. You're not crazy. And that's all that it is.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
I don't think
crazy.
No, because I don't, you know, and I'll tell people, oh, I got my one phone ring. I mean, and nobody has an answer for me, and I'm surrounded by all kinds of gifted people on my site. Nobody knows what it is. And sometimes that happens, you know. So I would just like more, but I don't know how to get more, and I would like to hear more. I will tell you, you know, and I don't know if this happens to you, but I've been dreaming an awful lot about my one girlfriend who passed away. I held her before she died. I made a special trip back to Detroit. My friend that did the show with me called me. She says, you have got to go. She's waiting for you. And somebody else did the same thing. So I went. And we made it within 20 minutes. And my son and I were the only ones. I was holding her, and he was kind of had his arms around me when she passed. It was the best feeling. People say, well, didn't you cry? No. I wanted to be there for her because she was waiting. She didn't want to leave until she knew I was there. I knew it. And we were there like 36 hours, and that's it, and we came back. And, you know, that's one of the best things that has ever happened to me. I've seen things, but I can't count on them, you know. Like, you can count on things. Look at all the stuff, all the information you get. So do you write everything down that you get? I mean, you know,
no.
Did you get something today? Nothing today? Like, every day did you get something?
Well, I get something every day because I write every day. You were talking about hearing the harp.
Yeah.
There's this old story. You've heard of Orpheus and his lyre. Well, in biblical terms, it's David's lyre. There's the inner brain where the pineal gland is surrounded by a fibrous structure called, are you ready for this? The Lyrica Davidis, David's lyre.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something, but I only heard it that one time, 3 years ago. That was it.
Yeah. Now, as far as your friend is concerned, and she's talking to you, she's still talking to you. The way I explain it is that never dies. It just gets out. It's like pulling an engine out of a car. The car is rusted and broken down, but the engine is still good.
Okay.
So you pull the engine out of the car and you put it in a different car. That's the way
it
is with the spirit. And it's like the Hindus say, the spirit is the size of your thumb and the body is built around the spirit. Now, there is a difference between the spirit and the soul. And that's something that Western society has really got mixed up. So say like you're looking at the dome of the Capitol and you see light coming out of the windows. Okay, the light itself is the spirit and the light coming through the windows is the soul. And that's the way it is with us. The spirit's in the center and it radiates outward and that's the soul part of us.
Yeah.
So the spirit
and
soul are two different things.
I like that. That makes me feel good. I always talk to people about the soul. You know,
it's how the spirit expresses itself.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I had somebody, another dear friend of mine, she's also an author. I have so many of them. But she told me right after this lady passed away, maybe a year or so, she said, why is she still earthbound? And I kind of laughed. And she said, oh, I know why. I was waiting for her answer. She says, because she feels that she still needs to help you. She needs to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, she said, during the night, she touches your hand. She's there with you all the time. She has not left you. And she was a medium. And, you know, I learned a lot from her. I really did. I mean, we would talk about subjects, and she'd choose the topic, right? And I'd say, well, gee, I don't know anything about that. Oh, you'll do fine. You'll do fine. And pretty soon you could hear me talking about it because that's what I do. I get stuff from within, and then I just put it out. You know, I have somebody that does questions, like, to talk to you, but I'll say to her, you don't really need to go through all that. I just talk. And we have a conversation. It's not really an interview like a Q&A, and I don't want it to be that way because it's nicer this way. It's good for you. It allows people that are listening to understand that you are a person. You're not some little somebody sitting on a throne somewhere just because you've written. You know what I'm saying? I like you to be real to them, and to me that's important, you know. But, I don't know that I feel her around me. Because my brain, sometimes I fry my brain because I research and I'm doing things for my other site and I'm trying to find things and open up doors. And I do talk to God every day, though, CS, I do. and thank him, of course. But everybody comes to me and says, ask God to do this. I said, what do you want me to ask for? Because he listens to you. And I said, well, he listens to you too. But do you remember to thank him? Well, no. And I said, well, I have a different conversation with him than you do, you know.
Well, that's the problem is most people don't stop long enough to listen, and they give God this laundry list of things that they want. And as a rule, God will not interfere.
Right,
you know,
right.
We have a contract when we come to Earth, and people come to Earth, before they come, they go, I'm like, oh, well, I want to live this life with little money. And then we get here, and all of a sudden we're going, I want to win the lottery.
Right. Well.
And guess what? You're not going to win the lottery if that wasn't your agreement. Although you will help the government's kitty by buying lottery tickets.
Yeah. Well,
the taxes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me, like, so you write every day, and is that when you get all your information, is when you sit down to write?
Yeah, and I do a lot of research also. So it's not just, I don't just throw things out there. I will cover everything from what NASA has discovered to what astrology is telling, what numerology talks about. And
yep.
It's sort of like I take a deck of cards and I shuffle them together. And say, like, the mystical marriage will go from talking about the car accident and what I experienced to talking about psychic phenomena, where it comes from, to what is the mind. And then I might go to astrology. And then I will talk about the numbers in the Bible, or what is it that Daniel in the Bible is talking about when he talks about the four kings.
Mm-hmm.
The four kings are north, east, south, and west. It's the four kingdoms, the four directions.
It's like the four kings in a deck, yeah.
Yes, exactly. They're north, east, south, and west. That's why you sit at a table across from each other. And the book I'm working on right now, I cover to great extent Donald Trump and why he's the way he is. And I go, that kind of
thing. For those listening
that
voted for him, I did not vote for him. And I respect everybody, what they do, but, and that's a capital B, capital U, capital T, and the lady that's listening is probably laughing. You know, the thing of it is that, and I don't want to get political, is those who really adore him, you can't even go through the fog with them. They will not look on the other side. They will not. They are such believers, and not good believers. I'll tell them. I'll say, well, okay, you know, okay, you know. And I don't even argue with them. But some of them get really mean about it. If you,
yes.
And I have to both of my friends. Both voted for him, and I did not. And I could get into an argument with the one, but I don't. And she doesn't argue with me because she respects, because she knows I'm going to stand up to her. And I have my gal Jackie, who retrieves everything about government, and she knows, oh, well, we don't have to worry about this because when this happens, then this is going to happen. Well, you know, it's okay. It's okay. I respect everybody's what they want to do. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I kind of look at it in a way when you can't talk to people about certain subjects. A lot of them, that is an addiction. I used to be a drug and alcohol counselor years ago. And what I find is a lot of times people will switch addictions. And they might go from drugs or alcohol and then become addicted to, this person is going to save us. And a person can't save you. Only you can save yourself.
But the bad thing of it is, CS, is that they believe it all. They see nothing wrong.
Well,
even
if
it's in their face.
Yeah. Research has been done that proves that if you repeat something seven times, it becomes bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. And so that's what's happened is they repeat this stuff over and over. And
yeah,
the people
it's
who
almost
listen
like a,
to it, it's like they go into
a brainwashing
trance
or not a Stockholm syndrome, but it's a brainwashing of sorts, because if you are in a room and you keep hearing over and, oh, well, that's all you know and that's what you believe, and you're not going to look outside that box or listen. Okay, so you've got a new book. Now, what is it based on him, but then what else, I mean, what is it about?
Well, once again, it goes into where does this information come from? And within the body, and there's so many different ways of hearing or feeling, like psychometry, or I will smell big red pipe tobacco when my grandfather is coming in to speak with me. And I mean, I've spent time with Einstein. He's explaining relativity to me, which most people, my friends look at me like, you are so weird. And, you know, understanding how the world works, I mean, there's so many levels. What people get, they get so attached to the earthly things, and it puts this big divide between the self and the spirit, or the, your spirit guide. You know, if people were to start working with their spirit guide, the world would be such an incredible place.
I know. I know.
So many
you know, it's really
just,
funny that people ask me, you know, somebody was on a couple weeks ago and she said, well, and I read her book and her book just made me sob. I wrote her. And she said, I want you to read this. This is how you connect with your spirit guide. And all it did was make me cry really hard. I mean, sob. My son always says, my mother doesn't cry, she sobs, and that's the truth. And, I mean, I got through the whole book within about a day, but I just, you know, I talk to, her name is Maya Moon. I talk to her every day, too. You know, if I kind of, she used to say to me, I'll convene with my guides. So we would laugh about it. I have a question. And I'd say, well, go convene with them. She says, that was the word, convene. I loved that word. And she would laugh. Okay, she says, I'll convene with them and I'll let you know tomorrow. And I said, okay, because she would always take a nap in the afternoon. And she'd get a lot of information then and after she would just wake up. So, yeah, well, did you convene? Yep, I convened. And she said, you know, they laugh when you say that. I said, well, to me, that's an important word. I like that word. I like the sound of it. It's togetherness. Mm-hmm. They're working together.
Yes.
But I talk to her, but I don't hear her at all. I don't hear her at all. But I always think, C.S., that if there's a way, she's going to get through. I just know it. Because she loved me a lot, you know. She was really gifted. She was a medium for anything. I mean, anytime you wanted something, and then sometimes we'd be on the show or before the show, like you and I were talking, and she'd tell me mm-hmm. something, you know. And she says, "Now you probably won't believe me." I said, "I believe you. I believe you." You know. So. I talk to her. I talk to God. My spirit guides, I often laugh and say, oh, they're probably all on vacation. Because I don't ever hear them.
Every once in a while, I will do that, and then I'll go sit down to write, and all of a sudden, I get this blast of information, and I'm like, I thought they were on vacation.
That's so wonderful.
I thought they had left me.
Why do you think some people can't? Like, I can't do
actually,
that.
Actually, there is a scientific reason for it.
Okay.
Not only because we've been programmed that it's wrong to do, especially people who have grown up in churches. Say, like, the Catholic Church banned
that's what I was raised in, Catholic.
Yes. And you know what? 90% of my friends who are psychics, tarot readers, astrologers, etc., grew up in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's this little connector between the two lobes of the thalamic called the interthalamic adhesion. And in psychics, it's actually larger than in non-psychics. And also, they did autopsies on psychics. And, well, this is in England, you know, that they have great metaphysical schools there. And they found that the pineal gland on psychics is either tilted or enlarged.
Oh.
Now, the interthalamic adhesion, the pineal gland actually sits right underneath that puppy, and if one of them's tilted or enlarged, they're going to be banging up against, so it continues to keep it awake.
Ah.
The other thing that we have a problem with in our society is fluoride in the water, and it actually causes the pineal gland to look like a canker. It coats it and makes it look like this cancerous sore. And so that's something else. People really need to detox their bodies and get this fluoride out of their system.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk about
well,
that.
Well, I can only use so many things. And I can't, it happens when it happens. I can't just say,
yeah,
okay, Maya, ring the bell. Or I don't know. But I do know this, and I believe this. If there's any way possible, she will do it.
Yep.
She will. I just know. Because I knew her that well. And, you know, when right after she passed away, of course, I talked to her husband because it was a shock. I found out a lot of things, and it was so upsetting to me, but I know why she did it. And he told me, he says, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And he said, it didn't really make me feel real good, but I'm going to tell you. She said, she loved you more than anybody, even me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, that Natalie, that's all she talked about. And, you know, so it'll be 3 years in February next month. And, I mean, I don't know what happens when you ascend like that. I don't know if it's a time frame, you know. I don't know. But if there's anything that she can do, she will, if she can. I just
mm-hmm.
believe that with. She's the only one that I have that feeling with. Not even my best friend that I went to hold when she passed. Not even her. Although it's funny, you know, CS, I just thought of this. Last couple of nights, I've dreamt about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been gone. Oh, goodness. She has been gone since 2016.
Oh, yeah. I dream about my grandparents or my brother and sister when we were kids. And it's like my grandmother comes almost every night of the week. Gosh, she's been gone 35 years.
Wow.
And so I always know that she is with me. It's like she's my guardian angel.
Yeah.
And I have these crazy things just fall in my lap. And it will actually surprise me because usually I know what I will tell people, oh, so-and-so is going to do this or so-and-so is going to die, whatever. But when it comes to me, I can't read. I have a really good friend in Tucson who reads for me. And, man, she's really accurate. But, for me, it kind of pops out of my mouth. Think about it. I don't meditate on it or anything. It will just pop out of my mouth, oh, this is what's going to happen.
Well, I should put you on my site.
And also, I wanted to tell you this, very important. There was someone who was listening to your program that when we were talking about the Catholic Church and churches in general, how they program people that this is wrong, I saw her nodding her head up and down, and it was like she felt this tremendous relief. I don't know who she is, but maybe she will contact you. If I saw her, I would know that that's who it was, but maybe she will contact you.
Maybe. I mean, Maya was
And there might be more than that. Yeah, there might be more than that. But no, this is a human person or someone who's still alive.
Oh.
Who's listening to the show. And they were really like, that is so spot on. That's what happened to me. I was programmed that this is wrong.
Yeah.
And so I felt guilty for years. or doing what I do and hearing what I hear and smelling what I smell. And if not wrong, it's the church's way of controlling people so that they go through them to get to
spirit. It's like being you're in a box. They want you to stay in the box.
Exactly. And people don't need it's sort of like if you want living water to rain down on you, the sprinkler system in the church would have to go off.
Because
the living water that rains down on you comes from within. And you will feel it when it happens. I mean, it is like taking like warm liquid light pouring over you.
Well, I had all the sacraments, and it was really funny. I don't know. We used to go to Mass every morning to get a ride to school, to high school. How funny is that? And I sat there one day, and that's when I had this in my head, like, why do I need to come here to talk to God? Isn't God everywhere? I was talking to myself in my head. And I'm looking around at all these gold pillars and all this gold and stained glass, and I thought, boy, this costs a lot of money. It has to. And I was just a little kid, right? But I was really smart. And I never said anything to my mother because she broke all the rules to get me into the church, to get me to have all the sacraments, because I was baptized a Greek Catholic, not a Roman Catholic, and the two never went, they would not allow crossing like that. Well, she talked to the father there, the big one, the big dude, you know, and I heard her, I was in the hall, and she was like arguing with him, you know, you're punishing my daughter. You should be ashamed of yourself. But I got to make all the sacraments. But you start to question things, you know. I mean, look at me. I talk to him every day. Sometimes I give him a dissertation that I don't like what's going on, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'll laugh, and I'll tell people that. And they'll say, well, does he answer you? And I said, well, no, but if God had any hair, he doesn't after talking to me. Because he probably thinks, oh, here she is. Here she is. Tell me something else. Well, I got to keep him on his toes.
Well, here's something else you want to keep in mind. We are at the end of the age of Pisces, which started in the year zero. And Pisces has to do with being held down and being underwater. Pisces is Neptune living at the depths of the sea. And as we're coming up out of the water, we're waking up and going, what the crap?
What is all this? We're questioning it all. Yes,
we are. And be aware there will be a new religion born very soon. And also, we just moved from the earth element to the air element. We change elements every 200 years.
Yeah.
And the earth element came in January of 2020, and it was presented to us as an airborne disease. And that's why I told people, be aware there will be I actually told them it would be an airborne pandemic. So while we were in the earth element, look what mankind did to the earth. 200 years prior to that, we were in the fire element. 200 years prior to that, water, when they were doing all that floating around and discovering new land.
Yeah.
So we will be in the air element for 200 years, and so we will have a lot of stuff going on in space. And if you want to make money, people who don't think they have enough, invest in anything that has to do with air, windmills. Airlines are going to recover, but not the way they were. They have to do things better and different.
Stuff going on.
Yeah, anything that goes through the air, invest in it, and then in 180 years, start selling it off.
Well, you know, this whole thing that happened to, you know, this virus, it just did such a number on everybody. I'm doing okay. I just tightened the belt. For the business, I'm fine. It's not affecting me personally. the only thing that's affecting me is I see everybody logging onto my site and they're not getting many calls, and that bothers me because I care so much. And, I mean, I'm doing everything possible. But you see, what I also have done is, and I talked about this last week, I believe, is that I ask, okay, I'm not asking you to do this for me, just open the door. And you know me, I'm going to throw it open, and I'm going to walk through, and I'm going to uncover anything needs to be uncovered, because that's what I'm about.
And do you know what 2020 was about? It was
Yeah, 2020 was like, yeah.
And 2020 is a double dose of twos, which is the foundation. And so 2020 laid the foundation for the next 38 years.
Yeah. Well,
so whatever we planted in 2020 is going to either grow into a weed or into a flower. So what
well,
did the
it's
United
funny
States
that you say it like that, because what I've been doing is shifting. You know, I've had my magazine has been up since 1999. Stars has been up, was 9 years in September, this last September. You know, and when I'm talking to who's ever listening up there, I am not giving up. Never, never, never. I believe with the depths of my soul, that's it. I'm not giving up. You're going to have to do something drastic for me to give up, because I don't.
I don't give up either.
That's how I am. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, because that's how I am. I don't, if I have to get somewhere, somebody told me, and you don't have shoes, you're still going to walk. I'm still going to do it. I'm really good at sifting through things, and, you know, I'm going to meet with my webmaster tomorrow. I've got all these ideas. He's probably going to go cuckoo. But but I'm venturing outside the box. I am reaching out because I know I have more than my competitors. I already know that. Because they don't offer a blog. They don't have a magazine. All they are readers, okay? That's good. That's fine. Nothing wrong with competition. I don't mind that. However, they don't have what I have at all. And that's what I have to realize, that that's what I have to hold on to and push out. I have to kind of divert the energy a little bit. And somebody who's an alchemist, he told me, he said, you have to change the business. I knew what he meant. He said, so that means you got to be diverse.
Yes.
And I'm
come
gonna
up
do
out
it.
Of the water.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to come up out of the water.
Yes. And you bet your sweet life, Natalie will do it. I'm determined.
And as I was saying, make sure that whatever you do with this stuff is going to go out on the airwaves and it'll be very successful.
Yes. Well, there is
whether
somebody.
Whether it's a blog, a radio show,
I have
whatever,
a blog, a huge one.
Talking to people. Talking to people is going through the air.
Well, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I am booked until June.
Yep.
I had a man write to me. He said, how would you like to interview me? Gosh. I mean, you actually have a nice time with me. You know, it's not stressful. You don't have to worry about, oh, God, what is she going to ask me? Will I be able to answer it? No. It's like two friends talking. I've never had a problem with anybody. And that's what my webmaster said. We've got to get your YouTube. We've got to get you out there so people will listen. And I was thinking about Larry King that just passed away. And somebody did something on the television. And, you know, he leaned into his guest at the table, kind of leaned in. And he just ad-libbed it all. He just talked. And I sat there and I thought, that's exactly what I do. I just talk.
Yes.
And you go away with a nice experience. You really, really do. It's a nice feeling.
I feel
you know, I mean, I'm enjoying talking to you. I'm learning. You're learning. Mm-hmm. People are listening. People will hear this recording. And I will send it to Leslie so she can forward it to you if you want it. But, yeah. So this book, how long is it going to take you?
Well, I'm working
get
on
with
three
it.
Books.
Get with it, girl.
I know. Four books at the same time. And now I have to figure out how to take them like a deck of cards and shuffle them to make the four books so that they come together.
Yeah.
Because I actually wrote these books about 2010 to 2012, and now I've taken them out of the mothballs because it's time for people to read this stuff. They wouldn't have gotten it 10 years ago because we were still in the earth element, really bogged down, and also Pisces underwater.
And they were drowning.
Yes, they were drowning in their grave.
They didn't have a lifeboat to get in.
I know.
Or a raft.
So anyway.
They kept looking
so now,
for a raft. Where can I go?
It's now the time, and I'm going, how can Amazon screw that up so badly that my name's under somebody else's
That's
book?
That's right. I will.
Where my book is.
Yeah. No, your book is there, but so is this other lady's stuff under your name. And I have it here. And what I will do is I will send this to Leslie, and she can forward it to you because I don't have your email address. So that's what I will do. And she's going to see the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
C.S.Warner.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And that's what she sent me. So... Maybe, but how, you know, I mean, that's just really strange, you know. But then if you look for your name of your book, it is there. I'm looking at it.
The Mystical Marriage.
Yes,
you want to know what the Mystical Marriage is?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. This is a little bit scientific and spiritual planted together. That's why I said this book is interwoven. It's sort of like looking at a spider web. And when the Bible calls it the bride and bridegroom meet in the bridal chamber, and what happens is you have two energy fields. One's called, in Hindi, it's called the Ida and Pingala, and they rise up, one on the left, one on the right, and they swirl around the spine, which is the Sushumna tube. And inside of the spine is a fine red thread. And that's where Mother Kundalini rises up. That's the spiritual energy that's nestled in everyone's pelvis. And when Ida and Pingala meet, one meets at the pituitary and the other meets at the pineal. And they send an arc of electricity between each other. It goes up over the top of the thalamus. And that's what triggers the third eye to appear. Now, the third eye is not the pineal gland, nor is it the thalami, neither lobe of the thalamus. Some people mistake that. The pineal gland actually has the same, is made of the same tissue as the external eyes, except it doesn't have a lens. And I picture it kind of like a hot air balloon.
Okay.
And it's like the third eye is like a hot air balloon that floats up from that connection, that arc of electricity. And the first time I saw that puppy come toward me, it scared me half out of my wits because it's like watching this big white-yellow fire coming right at your forehead. And the first time it happened, I kind of panicked. But at any rate, the meeting of the feminine and masculine energy at the bridal chamber, which is between the pineal and pituitary, is where the mystical marriage takes place.
And the cover is really, really pretty. It's got this green. It's a head. And it looks like somebody having a near-death experience that they're walking
Bingo.
To the light.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I told them I wanted turquoise and purple colors because to make them all blend together. Yeah,
those are my colors. That color, I'm very. If you were to go to my star site, you see the blues. That's me too. Mm-hmm. That pretty indigo blue. I like the purple with the blue, but I love your book cover. It's really, really nice.
You know,
indigo
blue is the throat chakra.
Yeah,
and the purple is the pituitary or third eye chakra, and the crown chakra is gold. It's the ohm. So that's why I was very careful about telling them that these are the colors I want on this cover. And they did it. They sent it to me to proof it. And yeah. I wept. I was like, oh my gosh, they got it. One try.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that was
amazing.
iUniverse. Mm-hmm.
But it's really,
like, wow, someone got that.
Yeah, but it's like they're going into the light.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what's there.
I talk about what it was like to have a traumatic brain injury where I literally had to learn to walk and talk again. I had to start from babyhood and relearn everything. And that's what the first few chapters of the book are like. And in those catatonic states, what I was being told was just mind-boggling. And, you know, let's say like Pearl Bailey and Helena Blavatsky and some of those writers are difficult to read because you don't understand their terminology. This book is so simple. It's at such a basic level, but it's also very deep. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's so easy to understand.
It's probably a book
way,
that I would read in one day, like I read this other one.
You can't stop reading it, is what I've been told. And also, it made the Midwest Book Review.
Oh, how nice. Does that make you feel so good?
Yeah.
You know, to writers, I think that's so important because this is your work. This is you want to be accepted, and you want people to love what you do. And it continues to inspire you, makes you want to continue on. Although, like for you, you've got a lot to write about, it seems to me, and I don't think you're going to be stopping with just this next book at all. Do you have a name for it yet?
Oh, no. Well, it'll probably be David's Liar, or David, you know, something like that. The third one will probably be The Philosopher's Stone, and the fourth one is going to be the Jesus Zodiac. That should pique your interest. And the fifth one is the basic of each of the chakra systems and how you get into tune with them so that you can actually get into a place where you can communicate with your guides.
Oh, they probably look at me and think, oh, my God, what a trip she would be because... My mind is going like warp speed. I mean,
well, I'll tell you
I had dinner with my webmaster and his fiance. We're walking and, you know, she was asking something and he said, I'm going to tell you something. If there's anybody around who can keep up with her mentally, physically, spiritually, they got to be one hell of a man.
Or a woman.
Yeah, because he said, because he's like in his 30s, and of course I could be his mother, and she was laughing.
I could be his grandma.
Yeah, she said, are you serious? He says, yeah, I'm serious. He says, I'll mention something to her, and she'll say, oh, I already thought about that. I got that written in my notes. She said,
oh, yeah.
How are you? That's what I do. But I wasn't always
like
this.
That's the great thing about
age. I was not like this always. I was really not. I was quiet and shy.
You
I
know
just
what was
thought
interesting?
A lot. Somebody...
Yeah. What was interesting to me in that Midwest book review is the guy who wrote the review, or the woman, I don't know who wrote it, said this book needs to be on every college and public library shelf in the world.
Ah.
So.
Maybe it'll get picked up in other languages. That would be good.
Oh, it's in 52 languages. It's all over the world.
That's good. How did you get somebody to publish it?
Okay. When the editor, what I did is I went through iUniverse because when you write to a mainstream publisher, like a big publishing house, you're supposed to tell them how your book compares to other books. And but if you write, there are no other books like this. I'll just throw your manuscript in the garbage. So anyway, I sent this to iUniverse, and the editors wrote back and said, this book is funny, it's deep, it's detailed, and there's no other book like it.
Uh-huh.
And I went,
yeah,
ha, I told you so.
The spirit made me do it.
I copied it to publishers. And the other reason I did self-publishing is because when you die from 50 years after your death, then that publishing company owns your book.
Oh.
It doesn't go to your family.
So you have to
I'm 71 years old, for crying out loud.
So how did you go about publishing it?
Well, I went through iUniverse Publishing, and it's a self-publishing company.
Okay.
And
I see.
You just, you call them and hook up with them.
Yeah.
And, you have the option of, okay, do you want to buy this package? Do you want to buy that package? And because I have so many, there's 50 photos in this book, because I want people to understand what I'm talking about. And so you have to buy the color book package, because I wanted these photos in color.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
Then you can have them edit it, and they do the Chicago-style manual of writing. And, there's different things you can ask them to do for you, like they did my book cover. And,
so you suggested
I'll tell you
the
what.
Colors? Is that what you did?
Yeah. They will give you, when you fill out the form, you can give them 3 ideas.
Okay,
but
I
couldn't really give them a picture of the idea I was thinking of, because it was in my head and not something I could pull off the internet or whatever.
Right.
And so anyway, they did what was in my head. I don't know who there figured out what was in my head, but they got it.
Ah.
So the other thing is...
I'm going to interrupt you, because I'm going to tell you there's a reason why you're telling me all this, because I have a fairy tale. I have a fairy tale.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
See,
you are
my
guide.
That's why you were asking me. I could see it.
Yes, I have a fairy tale. It's a love story. She said, my granddaughter is very talented. She can draw, and so, when she was in the 9th grade, she took part of the story. She says, can I take this to school? And I said, oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess you can. So she took it. She gave it to the teacher. The teacher read what we had, I had. And she said, will you read it to the class? Janice said her eyes got really big. Yeah, I guess, she said. So she stood in front of the class and she read it, and everybody got really quiet. And she said it was really funny. And the teacher said, well, do I get any remarks? Well, yeah, when is it going to be done?
Mm-hmm.
They really liked it, because it could be geared to us. It could be anybody's age. However, the book is about believing. Because people just don't believe. In my Instagram, wherever I put stuff, I'm always pushing that. You just have to believe. I'm sorry. That's how I feel, And because that's what I am. But this is a love story, a fairy tale. It's very beautiful. It's got
Can I,
animals.
Can I suggest something?
Sure.
Rather than believing, it's knowingness. It's like when you can believe something, like, oh, I believe that's
Carillion
blue.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
Well,
deep,
I have the title.
Knowingness.
I have the title.
Yes.
Yeah, I have the title. I had several of them, and then I've been, I write them down. And but anyways, now you told me where to go.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, and also... Simon & Schuster has a branch called Archway, but they're expensive. It's like $5,900 or something. Just
oh, wow.
Your foot in the door. Like I say, you can add things with the iUniverse books.
I see.
If you want them to do the cover, they do it.
I see. Well, that's something I have. I don't have it completed, but the story is done in my head. I know exactly mm-hmm. how it ends, and it's just beautiful. It really, really is. It'll make people feel really good and smile.
Oh, this
and
book, yes. The Mystical Marriage, well, just...
Well, I'm
going
to have Leslie send
it
to me.
What I've heard. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to ask her for your email address so we can communicate, and I can tell you
mm-hmm.
what I think of the book. I think, isn't this been amazing? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and also,
I was featured
in the Eden magazine, their 10th anniversary edition, January edition that came out. They did an excerpt from the first chapter of the book. I think it's on page 58 or 68, something like that. So you can go online and read that.
Now, how did they get this? I mean, did somebody submit this for you or what?
Well, Leslie did. iUniverse only, okay, the company that Leslie is with is the marketing company.
Yes.
And they are employee owned, by the way. Which to me
yes,
was a big
yes,
perk.
I saw that
but
in
they,
her header there
yeah.
at the bottom. It says employee
and
owned. I love that.
They only do marketing for iUniverse books.
Oh.
Okay.
You're just a
so
wealth
anyway,
of information. In the...
yeah. That is one of the packages you can buy from iUniverse. And so I bought the marketing and the website package. And Leslie did a news release, and it went to every major newspaper in the United States. It was in the Boston Herald, New York Times, San Francisco
But you don't have
Chronicle.
A website, do you?
Well, yeah, but I wrote back to them, and I said, when I type that in, no website comes up, and I still haven't fixed it. That's
okay.
the only
All right. well, go ahead.
Craw in my throat, so to speak, is the
yes.
website, because they farm that out. And I've got to get a hold of them tomorrow and tell them, okay, this is still messed up. Because the book came out in August.
Yes, I know.
And
I'm so proud of
the
you.
The website.
And I don't really know you. I mean, people that accomplish stuff like that and they come on my show because, I mean, you can say you don't want to. I've never had anybody say, oh, no, I don't want to talk to her. Nobody's ever done that. I mean, I had
I don't
somebody,
know who you are anyway.
No, well, no, but it's just, you know, I send a link to the shows. I mean, I don't know how many I've done. I mean, Candy probably knows. She's in the chat. I've done a lot of talks. But one man said to me, I just had to listen to your voice, and I knew that I would want to talk to you. And I said, you're kidding. He said, no, I didn't listen to the whole thing. No. And he wrote a tarot deck. Pretty famous man.
Yeah.
And I said, I have to ask you, why did you want to come on my show? And he said, I heard your voice, and I just knew it would be good. I said, well, good.
Yeah, everyone has a certain resonance to their voice, and it
That's
vibrates
right.
to certain frequencies.
Yeah.
And for some voices you hear them, it's like, oh, I don't have anything to do with that person.
Well, I don't like my voice, but everybody says it's a nice voice, but I...
Well,
know,
it's a very Midwest voice.
Oh, cool. I'm from Michigan. There you
I
go.
Know.
I don't have a southern drawl at all.
No.
I don't, you know.
But, you might catch that.
Yeah, so it's been so much fun talking to you. Really has. You've enlightened me and the listeners and the lady that listens every week. She said, this lady is totally tuned in. And she said, you have been told again to write that book, and now the path is laid out. She keeps harping at me to get
yep.
the book going, all of that. And
By the way, do you need – I was seeing pictures done in watercolor. Have you thought about pictures?
Well,
for the book?
The color – color would be, I haven't really thought about color, although it have to be colors that I really like, yeah.
Yep.
You know, the soft spiritual colors, not heavy duty, no, none of that, because this is...
Oh, no, that's why I said watercolors, because they're so subtle.
Yeah.
Because I'm a watercolor and an oil painting artist also.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, she just said watercolors. She works for me, too. I've known her, oh, I don't know, over 20 years, this lady. She's so faithful to my shows. She listens to everyone. And she'll write to me because she's on Messenger, and she'll say, boy, you really connected with that person. Especially when we go over time, but it doesn't matter. It's just it's so wonderful and enlightening, and it's spiritual, and people that listen to the show down the road, you know, tomorrow, whenever, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because they're going to hear that they, too, can do things like this. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody. That's why I like to find out how you got started, because there are people listening and say, well, yeah, they're accomplished. You know, they've already got a book and all that. Yeah, but you, too, can do things, too. Just listen. Just listen to the guidelines, the guideposts, if you will. People will give you ideas, and you'll start going off. That's what happens to me. Look at me. The last 3 days, my brain has been fried because I've been doing so much research, how to get this done, how to do this.
Well, you've got your
layout. Yeah, you know, and I have people that want to post. They want to pay to post in my blog.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
that's
where a lot of people, that's how they make their living, is through their blog posts. They sell advertising.
Yes, this lady keeps after me, and I have to talk to my webmaster because I need to know what the layout has to be. But she says, I represent a lot of people. And, you know, she's written me like 3 times, and so I told her, I said, I will get back to you tomorrow, I promise. Because it's just another avenue. And you know what? It's not about making money. It's about getting the work out there. Like when I do the show, I want everybody to listen, because otherwise they wouldn't even know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're reaching people that listen to my show that may not pick up a paper, may not get into some kind of a literary periodical or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're not out there. They don't do that kind of thing. But yet they're going to listen, and they're going to say, oh, okay, wow. You know, it's exposure. And I feed the world with all the beautiful people that I meet. That's what I do, and I really love doing it. It's my calling.
Great.
That's why I don't hear. Can you imagine how cuckoo I'd be?
I know. Oh, my gosh. There are some days where I'll just go, seriously? I'm supposed to write that?
And really?
Yeah, here's what I will tell you is I did kind of a panic attack before I could push the button on the computer to tell them, publish it.
I approved
the draft, because when you're a writer, when you're an artist, whether you're a painter, sculpting, whatever, if you're a musician, those people are criticized more than any other profession.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
And I thought, wow, I'm going to be like Salman Rushdie, because the church is not going to like what I'm saying in this book.
No. They're going to hold their hands like a cross in front of your book. No.
I know. Sign of the cross, like that Woody Allen movie where he's walking down the street.
They're going to cast you out. How funny is that? Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, it's true. It's true. But you see, now, though, I think people are more open to stuff like that. I hope so.
Yeah, I do.
I want
too.
Them to be like that. That's
well,
the
they're
best
so
thing
disillusioned by what they've been told all these years. And then they wonder why people are depressed and using drugs and alcohol and sex and spending money, whatever. It's because they're like an empty suit walking around town.
Right. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just truly amazing Well, I think we are on a better path now. We're starting. And I've noticed myself relaxing more. I mean, I was like so, like I wanted to strangle somebody. And I don't get into it with anybody because, you know, they're not going to listen to me anyways. They've got their own.
No, they're not.
It's okay. That, just leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Just leave them alone. And that's all you can do with them. I mean, you can't do anything else. So I, but I've noticed myself feeling better, wanting to, you know, I try to stay off the computer a lot during the day. I mean, I do a lot of thinking, a lot of meditating. And so I've been noticed the last 3 days, though, I've been really researching. Even if it's on my cell phone, I'll still do it there. I mean, I never stop. I just never stop. That's probably why I don't sleep too good either, because I'm thinking.
Well, here's what's funny. I'm going to tell you this about brain injury. If you picture a bell curve off and, you know, the, it goes up and like on a hill, up on top of the hill is a normal brain. Well, off to the left is a brain of someone with a brain injury that they're asleep. Off to the right is a person whose brain never shuts off because they're so... The brain is so busy trying to get short-term memory to the frontal lobe where it's supposed to be, and they dream all night because in your dreams, that's how your brain processes and stores information. Well, guess where mine is? It's the one off to the right, so it never shuts off.
Well, I don't think mine does, but then I had somebody who
I don't think
who
yours
was a,
does either.
No, I don't think it does, and I've been noticing it more and more that I was waking up, then I go back to sleep. But now I seem to be more involved in the dream. I'm more, it's colors and it's all sparkles. I love sparkly things. Sparkles and my friend, you know, that I grew up with, almost in sixth grade. And I haven't dreamt of Maya, though. She's not come up because, see, she's different.
She's resting right now.
She's just different. She's just not where the other friend is. This one was like a sister. Maya was like a sister to me. Just I could call her for anything. And like her husband said, she loved you more than anybody, even me.
Well,
and her
she comes hopping back one of these days because, like I say, it's exhausting when you go to the other side. When I got there, it was like I felt like I'd been run through a wringer washer.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they said, you have to go back now. Your daughter still needs you. And I wasn't happy about it because, man, it's nice over there. And so I came back to this train wreck that I'd been left with. And, you know, it was interesting because at 18 months, they told me I wasn't going to get any better. And I still couldn't put a sentence together. Well, now I can't shut up. But I remember thinking, oh, yes, I will. I will get better. And, I mean, they're just blown away. I look like Gabby Giffords. Honestly.
Well, in 1982, I almost died. I got a virus. And, before I let you go, I'll tell you about this. It was bad. I mean, I couldn't even stand it. Talking about the virus now, it just took over my whole body. I didn't want to talk. I just laid. I just laid there. It was awful. It just attacked my whole body. Well, one night I woke up and my room was glowing a yellow color. Well, you know, I woke up. I thought I was dreaming. I kept blinking my eyes and covering them and thinking, wow, what is this? I thought the lights were on. I'm looking around. Here behind me, CS, was a crystal about 6-7 feet high. That's where the glow was coming from. Now, Maya, I asked a lot of people. Maya thought it was God. She said it was just, it was for healing also. But she said it was to set you on your path. You have been working in the field for others. You weren't on your own path. You did not even know. And it really took many years after that. I never saw it again. That's the only, she said, yeah, it was to heal you, though, also. Oh, of course. Massive. But she said, he also knew you needed to see it. It could have been done while you were asleep, but that wasn't the point. because I did a whole group of psychics, big huge fairs and all that in Michigan. And I would ask him, oh, I wish to heal you. And I kept walking away thinking, no, I had to see it. I had to see it to know it was real. I knew right away. And I got better. The doctors, 2 years later, I was getting injections every day and gamma globulin and vitamin B12 plus iron. Every single day I had to be poked. People were worried about a vaccine. Yeah, well, you should have been me because the shots I got hurt. But I got them every day. I went in, and 2 years later, both doctors said we were very worried about you because there was nothing we could do, not one thing we could do. And I didn't tell them what happened to me, because once I saw that, I really actually started to get better. So, but it was magnificent, CS. It was just magnificent what I saw. So I have seen things, yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
had.
Yeah. Wow, that gold color. Remember what color I told you the crown chakra is?
Yeah.
It's gold.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I wrote it. I drew it the next day and the date, and it's in my little jewelry box. Still there.
Yeah, technically, you went. Well, it's the crown. They gave you the crown to wear.
Well, I hope I'm wearing it well.
Well. Set it off a little off kilter, and then you can be a little cocky, you know.
Yeah. But then they'll put
like
me back in my place. Now,
like
don't act too smart. We gave it to you, we can take it away. All right?
Yeah.
With this has been so much fun. Oh, my gosh. When your other book comes out, I'm going to have you back on again. I am. And I'm going to get your email address from Leslie. And
okay.
Because I want to be able to tell you about the book, and I've just loved this so much. You're totally awesome. You really are.
Oh, thank you. Well,
yeah.
I enjoyed this.
See?
Excellent. All your readers,
it's
The Mystical Marriage,
fun.
I'm telling you, it's a book you really need to read. It doesn't matter what level you're at.
I'm going to get it.
You can already be a psychic or whatever. But it's still going to resonate with you.
Oh, she wrote me something else. She said, cocky with roses, laughing out loud, wonderful. That's my friend that types to me.
Yes.
She's the one that she said to me the
Rose
other night.
Of Sharon.
Yeah, the Rose of Sharon. I don't know. I like the gold crown. That's pretty cool. Nobody's ever told me that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you
four
think?
Four directions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the four directions. It's like you were centered on the, sort of like if you picture an astrological wheel, it's divided into four sections, and the center of it, actually, I'm going to spill the beans here, but the church used to put Jesus in the center of the astrological wheel instead of the sun.
Yes. I have seen that before. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
Yeah, and that's what one of the books is called, The Jesus Zodiac. And, of course, once again, I shred what we've been told.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're so naughty. You wrote all of this stuff, right? It's amazing.
I know.
It's amazing, but you did a great job. You really, really did.
Oh, thanks.
I know you. I know it's a great book. I just know it, so I'm not worried about it. But I'll get it from Les. And I'll put it in my Akashic bookstore in case somebody wants to buy it. And by the way, let's tell everybody it's on Amazon.
And
iUniverse,
they can go on there.
iUniverse also?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can go directly
okay.
to the publisher and order it in electronic or software.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have Kindle, too. You have it on Kindle.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
The Mystical Marriage. Just type that in.
52 or 53.
Yeah, yeah. You've got it there. And there's two pictures there and this beautiful cover. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're wonderful.
You're wonderful, too.
Good
night, everyone.
Love how I end the pardon me?
I said good night, everyone.
Yes, good night, everyone. This
good
is Mrs. McGill. Laughing and goosebumps and all that kind of stuff because that's what happens.
Wait, right here. What was it? Jimmy Durante used to say, good night, Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Yeah, wherever you are.
Durante.
You're right?
Yeah.
God, what a team. What a team we are, eh? But it's fun. Yes. It's fun. That's what you should be doing is laughing. It's good for the soul.
Okay. I know. All right.
Okay.
You take care.
Sweet dreams, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Write to you an email, okay?
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Love you. Okay, everybody, that's it for tonight. Next week, let me look at my little book here. I don't know if it's going to be the regular time. I think so. One of these times it's going to be early in the morning because the man, I forget where he is. And then I have somebody who's in Barcelona. I have to adjust that time also. I'm always adjusting time. That's the name of my gig here. But I love doing it. It's okay. It doesn't matter. I can do them anytime. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight. And as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And we're going to play music. Free to Love. This is Candy's music. She just loves it. She does dancing where she is because she loves it. And we will see you next week. Be safe. Wear your mask. And don't do something foolish because you're exposing everybody if you don't wear them, okay? Please do that. Okay, love to everybody. Bye-bye.
If everyone could be who